Atoms, Elements, and Compounds, GCSE Chemistry Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Chemistry Study Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most fundamental topics in your entire chemistry course, atoms, elements, and compounds. This is topic 1.1 in the AQA specification, and honestly, if you master this, you'll find so much of the rest of chemistry makes sense. Now, why does this matter for your exam? Well, this topic typically accounts for around 10% of your paper 1 marks, and the concepts here underpin everything from bonding to the periodic table. You'll see questions worth anywhere from 1 to 6 marks, and the examiners absolutely love testing your understanding of atomic structure and the historical development of atomic theory. Today, we're going to cover the key concepts you need to know, walk through some exam technique, highlight the mistakes that cost students marks every single year, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the basics. What is an atom? An atom is the smallest part of an element that can exist. It's made up of 3 subatomic particles: protons, neutrons, and electrons. Now, here's what you absolutely must memorize for the exam. Protons have a relative charge of +1 and a relative mass of 1. They're found in the nucleus at the center of the atom. Neutrons have no charge, that's 0, and also a relative mass of 1. They're also in the nucleus. Electrons have a relative charge of -1. But here's the key detail. Their relative mass is described as very small on the exam. Don't write 0 or negligible. The mark scheme specifically says very small. Electrons orbit the nucleus in shells, also called energy levels. Now, let's talk about atomic number and mass number. The atomic number is the number of protons in an atom, and it defines what element the atom is. Carbon always has 6 protons. Oxygen always has 8. The mass number is the total number of protons plus neutrons. So if you see carbon 12, that means 6 protons and 6 neutrons. Carbon 14 would be 6 protons and 8 neutrons. These are called isotopes. Speaking of isotopes, here's the definition that earns you the mark. Isotopes are atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Examiners will give you 1 mark for saying same element or same number of protons, and another mark for different numbers of neutrons. Don't just say different mass, be specific. Now, one of the most important parts of this topic is the development of the atomic model. You need to know 2 models, the plum pudding model and the nuclear model. The plum pudding model, proposed before 1909, suggested the atom was a ball of positive charge with negative electrons embedded in it, like plums in a pudding. But then came Rutherford's alpha scattering experiment. Here's what happened. Rutherford fired positively charged alpha particles at a thin sheet of gold foil. Most of the alpha particles passed straight through. This showed that the atom is mostly empty space. Some alpha particles were deflected at small angles. This showed there's a positively charged nucleus that repels the positive alpha particles, and a very small number of alpha particles bounce straight back. This showed the nucleus is very small and very dense, with most of the atom's mass concentrated there. This evidence led to the nuclear model, a tiny, dense, positively charged nucleus at the center, with electrons orbiting in shells around it. This is the model we still use today, with some refinements. Let's move on to elements and compounds. An element is a substance made of only one type of atom. The periodic table lists all the elements. A compound is a substance made of 2 or more different elements chemically bonded together. Water, H2O, is a compound, 2 hydrogen atoms bonded to 1 oxygen atom. The key word here is chemically bonded. That's what makes it a compound, not just a mixture. Finally, you need to know about separation techniques. Filtration separates an insoluble solid from a liquid. Crystallization separates a soluble solid from a solution by evaporating the solvent to leave crystals. Simple distillation separates a liquid from a solution. The liquid evaporates and is condensed back into a separate container. And chromatography separates mixtures of soluble substances like dyes or inks based on how far they travel up paper. For distillation, remember this common mistake. The water in the condenser must enter at the bottom and leave at the top. If you draw it the other way around in a diagram question, you lose the mark. Right, let's talk exam technique. For this topic, you'll see lots of different command words. State or give means a brief factual answer, just 1 or 2 words. Describe means say what happens or what something is like. Use correct scientific terminology. Explain is the big one. You need to say how or why something happens. Always use the word because to link cause and effect. For 6-mark questions on the alpha scattering experiment, structure your answer like this. Observation, then conclusion. Most pass through, therefore the atom is mostly empty space. Some deflected, therefore there's a positive nucleus. Very few bounce back, therefore the nucleus is small and dense. That structure will get you full marks. Now, the mistakes. First, don't confuse the atomic models. The plum pudding model does not have a nucleus. If you write that the nucleus contains electrons, you're mixing up the models and you'll lose marks. Second, when defining mass number, don't say it's just the number of neutrons, it's the sum of protons and neutrons. Third, in distillation diagrams, water enters the condenser at the bottom, not the top. I've seen so many students lose marks on this. And finally, when calculating relative atomic mass from isotopes, use this formula. Sum of isotope mass times abundance divided by 100. Show you're working, even if your final answer is wrong. You can still get method marks. Okay, quickfire quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the relative charge of a proton? The answer is +1. Question 2. What is the relative mass of an electron? The answer is very small. Question 3. Define isotopes. The answer is atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Question 4. In the alpha scattering experiment, what did the fact that most alpha particles pass straight through tell us? The answer is the atom is mostly empty space. Question 5. Which way does water enter the condenser in distillation? The answer is at the bottom. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered atomic structure, the development of atomic theory from plum pudding to nuclear model elements and compounds, and separation techniques. Remember, this topic is foundational. Master it now, and you'll find bonding, the periodic table, and quantitative chemistry so much easier. Your action points? Memorize the relative charges and masses of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Practice drawing and labeling the alpha scattering experiment, and make sure you can define isotopes precisely. If you found this helpful, make sure you're actively recalling this information, not just passively listening. Test yourself, use flashcards, and practice past paper questions. That's how you turn understanding into exam marks. Good luck with your revision. And remember, chemistry is all about understanding the why, not just memorizing the what. You've got this.